This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 31st August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Weather-wise, it's a warm day across Israel with sunny skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa is enjoying a gentle breeze, making it a pleasant day to be outside. Tonight, expect mild conditions, perfect for a stroll under the stars. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Walla, Iranian President Pezachian stated just 90 minutes ago that Tehran is working towards an agreement, claiming that continuing the war does not serve their interests, while accusing the U.S. of not fulfilling its commitments. Also, JNS reported 4 hours ago that Prime Minister Netanyahu believes defeating Iran could lead to the end of Hamas and Hezbollah, despite Tehran not abandoning its nuclear goals. Also this hour, as covered by Israel Hayom Hebrew, 2 hours ago, Iranian Foreign Minister Araghchi criticized Netanyahu, accusing him of dragging the U.S. into conflict, based on an interview snippet he shared on Platform X. Separately, from Ynet 4 hours ago, Israel and Greece have signed a €3 billion deal to develop a multi-layered defense system with an additional agreement for a drone dome system. And finally, Israel Hayom reported just 21 minutes ago that soldiers at Gilot camp are under suspicion for stealing and selling tens of thousands of medications on the black market. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, noted 140 hours ago that the Iranian Foreign Ministry condemned U.S. sanctions, arguing they threaten international law and normalize lawlessness. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, highlighted a statement from Hakeem Jeffries, the highest-ranking Democrat in the U.S. House, who condemned anti-Semitic remarks by Hassan Piker, as reported on CNN. Gideon Saar, a former Israeli minister, posted 141 hours ago that Dutch diplomats will be expelled from Israel following the Netherlands' recent law banning trade in products from certain Israeli territories. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Iran's stance, Iranian President Pezachian emphasized earlier today that while they seek an agreement, the U.S. has failed to meet its obligations. This comes amid ongoing tensions over Tehran's nuclear program. The outcome could shape regional diplomacy significantly. Turning to Netanyahu's remarks, as reported by JNS, the Israeli Prime Minister argued that weakening Iran could dismantle both Hamas and Hezbollah. He acknowledged setbacks to Iran's nuclear program, but stressed the threat remains. This reflects Israel's strategic focus on countering regional adversaries. Meanwhile, the diplomatic spat involving Araghchi's critique of Netanyahu highlights the fraught relations between Iran and Israel. Araghchi's comments follow Netanyahu's interview, where he allegedly boasted about influencing U.S. actions. Such exchanges could impact future diplomatic engagements. Additionally, the defense cooperation between Israel and Greece, detailed by Ynet, marks a significant step in regional security against aerial threats. The deal, worth billions, underscores the importance of alliances in countering common threats. Finally, the situation at Gilot camp, reported by Israel Hayom, raises serious concerns about internal security and accountability within the military. The alleged theft of medications could have broader implications for military discipline and civilian trust. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports a severe labor shortage is affecting Israeli production lines, with tens of thousands of positions unfilled, slowing economic recovery post-conflict. Separately, CTEC highlights a Deutsche Bank study warning that Israel's economy is highly susceptible to AI disruptions given its reliance on an AI-exposed workforce. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes that Chagak Tizim has completed its real estate project in Rehovot, expanding the Milchen complex with the addition of a new building, a sign of continued development in the region. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 5 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.